Hey everyone, we'll get you to the show in a second. Just want to give you the heads up about our latest Red Men Plus special offer. If you want even more Liverpool content in your lives, both in video and podcast forms, simply head to redmenplus.com. And if you sign up as a yearly captain subscriber and use the promo code RACE, R-A-C-E, you'll get 50% off a yearly subscription. So yeah, that'll get you covered for the rest of this amazing season, the search for a new manager, the summer transfer window, and pretty much all of the new manager's first season as well. So yeah, redmenplus.com, yearly captain subscription, promo code RACE, and get 50% off. I'll see you all over there. Hope you enjoy this podcast that's about to start right now.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, it is the Uncensored Match Build-Up Show, Liverpool versus Fulham at home. Oh God. Right, I'm Bob Mitchell, Chris Bajar, Georgia Stevens and John Machin joining me for this one. We're going to be talking a little bit about Fulham, third from bottom of the table, Fulham. We're going to talk about what Liverpool are likely to do, what the challenge that poses has been posed by Fulham, and how
what is this world, lad?
How we choose a team to beat this team as well, all in a moment. But first, we've got a new partnership with the Super Six. There's a brand new show over there called Hold the L, which Chris Pajak was the absolute star of this week. We're going to show you a very brief clip from that.
And do you know what? I've grown up a lot about United because I grew up literally being bullied for supporting Man City. I was the only City fan pretty much in my class and it was difficult. And I was literally the runt of
Is that in
class,
Manchester?
Constantly bullied for wearing a blue shirt. That's in Manchester. Of course it's in Manchester.
Wow.
And it was no
That's
Liverpool
mad
fans
because all I hear is City fans saying that there's all the Manchester lads are all City
unfortunately,
fans.
Unfortunately,
yeah, here we are. 31 of 32 people are Man United fans. It's mad, that, isn't it? I've literally never heard anyone say that before. I'm not having a go. I'm genuinely
South
not having
Manchester,
a go. I just
mate,
never
South
heard
Manchester.
It. Oh, right, okay, sure.
No, genuinely, South Manchester United territory. I mean, that's where...
Hello, everyone. Yes, so yeah, the whole TL show, Chris, where you were challenged to not hold the L.
They molded underarm for me, really. They gave me the biggest rivalry and said, don't mess this up, Chris. And I thankfully didn't mess it up, which was lovely. It was a really, really good show. You need to go over there, check it out, drop a like on it, and make sure that you give Stephen McInerney the L as well, by the way. The link's in the description for you. Comment, like, all that.
Yeah, always say as well, if you can, just say Redmen sent me in the comments because it makes us look really good when you do that. But yeah, head over there. The channel will be linked below. Go and watch the content. Yeah, there's been some boss feedback on it because DT's on it and he's actually dead funny. Chris Pajak is in scintillating Chris Pajak form, and you know we've got just Steve McInerney unfortunately gets a little bit of a little bit stick. Nice lad, he's a really nice lad. I really like Steve, but yeah, definitely go and check out the show. Right, let's crack on with it, Chris. Fulham are third bottom of the league and they are in better form than us.
Yeah, our form's the same as Sheffield United's, isn't it, at the moment? And we were the team that beat Sheffield United in the last games.
Oh,
they were up for like the bait of one of the worst Premier League sides of all time.
Yeah,
I mean the fans really expect the fans missing has really hindered Liverpool and Sheffield United. I feel this season.
Oh God,
equally.
Undoubtedly, and injuries. To be fair, to both of them, both teams absolutely bereft of footballers at the back.
Thankfully, we gave ourselves a bit of a head start before we bottomed out.
Yeah,
because it could be a lot worse.
Oh God,
at least we were at the top of the table when we started to play crap.
Play relegation form from the top. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Start from the top and end up at the bottom. Yeah.
I mean, I was joking the other week when I was saying we were safe, and I'm genuinely like, we are actually safe. That's
we are,
good, isn't it?
Just to double check, we had a look at the league table. Liverpool are definitely safe from relegation here. Georgia, I mean, the one good thing going into this, I mean, look, there's plenty of good things, but it's as good a lead in as any. They play Thursday too. So, you know, Liverpool are suffering for a lot from a lot of fatigue and whatever. There was that just a general crapness, let's be perfectly honest. But what we've when teams down the bottom and teams have to play two games in a week, normally the teams that are most used to that do come out on top.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's something we've maybe got in our favour. But like you said, in terms of our form's the same as Sheffield United at the moment. We've just spent the whole of the final word talking about how fatigued our team's looking. So it doesn't really bode well for us either. And that being said, it is Fulham, and it is, you know, I'm sure they're not, like, a lot worse than what we're feeling at the moment, especially going against the Tottenham side that they played against. So it could be the only kind of thing that levels things out for this weekend.
Yeah, it's we're all mad, and you see there's a lot of surprising amounts of laughs and smiles going on. A, because we're battling through technical issues and still trying to keep the plate spinning. But also, I think we've entered full-on gallows humour territory here. Yep. I'm going to try. Dad, are you there?
I'm here, yeah. I can't see or hear Georgia.
Don't worry about it. She's been scintillating so far. Dad, question for you. Why are we crap at home?
Why are we crap at home? I think it's because away teams are quite comfortable sitting very deep, and we sort of run out of steam trying to break teams down, but also leaving ourselves wide open at the back because we've got no pace there. And we on the final word we discussed how, you know, our high line is leaving us very vulnerable. So if a team's got any pace at all, then they're going to give us trouble. And you just look at the teams who've beaten us, you know, over the last month or two. They're not all top-class teams. They're just teams who can set up properly. And Fulham know how to do that. That's the big problem we've got, is that although they might be low down the league, a lot of that came from the early games when they were terrible. And they then got their act together. And, you know, they play quite well now. So they will give us trouble.
Yeah, and this is the thing about Fulham. You just got to go back and watch the game from Craven Cottage, because they battered us. They absolutely battered us. Cavalero had an absolute field day against us at that point. And bear in mind, we had Matip at the back in that game before we hit absolute rock bottom in terms of defensive injuries. Alisson's probably man of the match on the day, and we get away with a really, really lucky penalty is what gets us out of jail in that game. My dad's right, that's a massive concern, because Fulham have still got all that. They've still got the pace. They're still gonna look to defend for their lives, and they're gonna look to cause us problems on the counter attack. And at the moment, the way we're set up, it's like a license to print money, basically, you know, coming to Anfield at the moment. It'd be crazy if Fulham did anything different from what everyone has become the template, really.
Yeah, and that means that Liverpool have got to do something different for me, because if they're not going to do anything different and we know what we're doing isn't working, there's only one answer to that, isn't there? So for me, you know, we've got to do something different. We've got to change that midfield up, because we've been getting overrun. We had two in the middle against Chelsea. Sorry, three in the middle, and they had two in the middle against Chelsea. And Kante had all of them on toast.
Yeah.
Like, every time they lost the ball, did it feel like to you that it was just Kante over and over and over again? You know, whether it was Kurt Jones, Thiago, Wijnaldum, it didn't seem to matter. Jorginho was good in the passing sense. Mm-hmm. He wasn't there to break anything up, and we know that's not his game. So Liverpool need to win the midfield battle, I think, first and foremost, and we need to be brave. Like, you know, a lot of people are talking about, like, Liverpool have been found out and stuff like that. Being found out isn't Sadio Mane airballing in the middle of the box. That's not being found out. Mm-hmm. But we do need to change it up big time.
Yeah, no, the problem we've got, and it's the eternal problem, and I don't want to not necessarily focus on the individual personnel. I want to talk about Fabinho, I want to talk about Jota in the second half of the show. But, you know, where we're at, it hasn't changed, Georgia. You know, the fitness issues, the player availability issues, particularly at the back. You know, and this comes to a point from the final word show, is that we can't make sweeping changes at the back. Trent probably needs a rest. Robbo probably needs a rest. Kabak needs needs to keep playing, and he could do with a regular centre-half partner, to be perfectly honest. But at this point now, you know, no Nat Phillips on the bench for the Chelsea game, no sign of Davies yet. Reece Williams, who've been, you know, Klopp seemed quite happy to let him go back to the under-23s and just recover a little bit from his exertions, is back. All of a sudden, he's back on the bench, and we know where what his level sort of at. That's those are the harsh realities of where we're at. So we're going to have to, any change is not going to come around. My point is that if we decide to move Fabinho, if we decide to change it in personnel, we're either going to end up with a new centre-back pairing or a centre-back pairing that's not great. We might have to change it stylistically, as I say, and maybe sit a little bit deeper. It's probably the only thing we can realistically do that can have a tangible impact.
Yeah, I think, again, we spoke about it in the final word. I think that may be the only thing I would say as someone who's watching it that I'd be comfortable seeing is us sitting that little bit deeper and sort of, you know, like we said, us congesting that pitch even more. And we know Fulham are going to sit behind the ball. We know that's something that's going to happen because it's what teams are doing against us now. For us to press high and to condense that pitch, I don't think it'll work. But I don't think switching out again for another centre-back partnership is what we can afford to do right now. We can't. Like, I'm losing count of how many different partnerships we've had. And I think, you know, Fabinho sitting in there, it's not ideal, but it's something at the moment. And I agree. I think Kabak definitely needs to continue getting the run of games because he's improved from last time we've seen him. So I do think that is the logical way forward. It's just, it is concerning because Fulham have their backs against the wall at the moment. They need points just as much as we did. And they're a somewhat dangerous team in the right kind of form.
I take your point, George, and I understand it, but I do disagree in that, like, Fabinho and Kabak have only played one game together. Mm-hmm. Like, if now's the perfect time to just do another partnership and get Fabinho back in the middle of the park for me. Because
yeah.
It's not like they've got loads of games of experience together, is it? You know, and for me, like, I know we're missing Jordan Henderson from the midfield and I know the defenders are missing and all that. We're really missing Wijnaldum in the eight. And yeah. I don't think anyone's really talking about that because right now, the way that midfield presses and works together, it's just not clicking. Like, I think Kurt Jones has been good, don't get me wrong. But,
he's 20 years old.
Yeah, he's 20 years old. I think, for me, I'd be getting Fabinho into the centre of the park. I'd be getting Wijnaldum back into his main position and pick one of the other lads, to be honest with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, we'll talk about the individual personnel in the second half. We're just on Fulham, yeah, say 18th in the league. They lost Thursday night, the early kickoff, 1-0 to Spurs. They only scored 21 goals in 27 games, which bodes well for us in that regard, but they actually have a better defensive record than us this season. They've conceded 33 goals to our 35. Another note, Bobby De Cordova-Reed is their top goal scorer with 5, one of which came against us at Craven Cottage. And it's, I mean, look, Dad, this is the reality of where we're at now. Fulham, Leipzig, Wolves before the international break. Nothing less than 3 wins. I caveat that we could lose 1-0 to Leipzig, whatever. The point is that, you know, progression to the Champions League, but 2 wins domestically. There's no more excuses because we're at where we're at there. They've played a game in midweek. They're not a deep squad there. They're in the relegation zone for a reason. And yes, all those things that we talked about, you know, they're going to defend deep, blah, 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 blah. It just can't be an excuse anymore. Because if everyone's going to do that, then we need to find a way to do something. And we're not allowed to write this season off. Because if we carry on like this, we're either going to finish in the Europa Conference League or we're not going to be in Europe at all. And that is absolutely unacceptable.
Yeah, it's sad, isn't it? I'm really torn. I mean, a few weeks ago I was saying we've got to get 2 centre-backs in there and play them and play them and play them. Then I was in, I don't want to play Chelsea without Fabinho at the back. And now I'm thinking again, well, maybe we need Fabinho in the middle. I mean, if you Klopp and Pep, you must be thinking, what the hell? You know, I just don't know what to do. We're playing Leipzig next. Yeah. Do we, you know, play weakened centre backs against a team like that, you know?
Yeah.
But I think Chris is right. We've come to the point where you've just got to be bold.
Yeah.
you know, you've got to change things up. You've got to be bold, and you know, you've got to do something to turn the corner. And it won't happen just by doing nothing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, if we're going to play Fabinho in the middle, then I think Fulham's the time to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Right. We're going to take a very short break once again. We've got a trivia question to keep you going. Let us know your answer to this in the comments live right now. Scott Parker played 17 times as a player against Liverpool, but in what year was his first game and who was it for? Let us know. And yeah, we'll be back with the answer very, very shortly indeed.
I don't think there's ever been, and I don't think there ever will be, a bigger figure in Liverpool's history than Kenny Dalglish.
Absolute genius, little scouser from the South End who went on to do magical things for us.
Legend in all aspects of the game. When you're talking about someone like Steve Highway, that's the word.
Graham Souness is the best player I've ever played with in my life.
I think he was a forerunner of the modern footballer, Kevin Keegan. I think he fit perfectly in the modern world.
Scoring 2 goals in 2 European Cup finals to lift the trophy twice, you know, it's a brilliant legacy, isn't it?
That's we played some good stuff that day, we really did. But, you know, a fantastic relief and, you know, when the final whistle went.
I just did a little jump. Terrible, terrible celebration. One of the worst ever. Nobody's ever done it since, by the way. That's the jump.
Much better.
Right, yes, thank you so much. Yes, the Kop Chronicles, episodes 1 and 2 of a new 6-part series, streaming right now on the RedmenTV.com. So listen, if the actual current Reds are doing your head in, it's fine. You can't lose your love for Liverpool in a wider sense. So let's go and focus on the past. It actually stars one John Machen as well, which is always good to see. Yeah,
I might have to watch that myself then.
Yeah, listen, any opportunity for you to sing the virtues of Kenny Dalglish?
Yeah, absolutely. Why not?
Yeah. Right, so Scott Parker's played 17 times against us. What year was his first and for whom, Chris?
I don't know who he played for other than West Ham and Fulham. So I'm going to go West Ham 17 times, puts it on about 8 seasons, doesn't it? One in the a couple in the cup, but he's not in the league. So I'm going to go 2008, West Ham.
Wow, miles out. Georgia?
2004, West Ham.
Also miles out. Dad?
2002. I don't know. Think of a team. Newcastle.
Well, I mean, you've all got teams that he played for, correct? The correct answer was the year 2000.
Fuck off, really?
Yep. So for Charlton Athletic.
Wow.
Charlton
Athletic. Yep. Yeah, that was my next question.
There you go. Just out of interest for anybody who's remotely asked, we beat Charlton 3-0. He came on in the 75th minute for John Salako.
That's the first time you've spoken about a win for ages for Liverpool.
No, yeah, let's just do that. We might just start doing that. Should we start doing watch-alongs for games we won?
Charlton in 2000.
Yeah, absolutely. 3-0, yeah. Mark Fish scored an own goal. Heskey and Marcus Babbel with the goals for Liverpool on the day. Interestingly enough, that was his only goal he's ever scored against us was for West Ham, and that was like in 2012 or 13 or something. I say interestingly, it wasn't interesting, that was it, but it was something. It was weird. Yeah, absolutely.
Did anyone get it right in the comments?
Not playing Charlton anymore.
Yeah, there is that. Good lord. Sad. Someone's saying it in the comments, we might turn into AFTV if the team continue like this. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We don't get angry, we just get sadder. That's what we do.
No, I do get angry as well. Yeah. When I start coming in a cap every week, then you've got to worry.
That's fucking amazing. Right, Sad. Speaking of which, yeah, do go and check out the whole DL show. Not related. Right, Sad. Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast. Alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Just following on from what we were saying before the break, Chris, about the Fabinho thing, and I think it's whether it's not necessarily whether we play Fabinho in midfield or not, but if Leipzig is in the midweek, it's a massive game of footy. They're all massive games of footy now because that's what we've done to ourselves. But we need to form a centre-back partnership. So is there just something here where you just pick your centre-back partnership for this game, but you pick your centre-back partnership for Leipzig and you start it in this game?
I'd maybe look at it the other way around. I'd maybe look to try and get the midfield back together, because I think that you can play any of our two lads at centre-back, but if they're not getting the protection in front, they're all not good enough to be able to deal with that. Yeah. So for me, it's about getting Fabinho back in the DM position first and foremost and telling him to protect the two lads behind him. And whether that's Davies if he's fit, or whether it's Kabak and Phillips if he's fit. Now, I will caveat that with, I don't think it's Kabak and Reece Williams. I think if any of the other two are available, I get Fabinho back into the centre of the park. If you're left with just Reece Williams and Kabak, I don't. Mm-hmm. I then play Fabinho at the back because I don't think that's good enough, regardless of having Fabinho in the middle. That, for me, is where it's at the moment. And I know we've got our defensive issues, and I know they're not quite the quickest lads and stuff like that, but I think Fabinho is going to help out more than Gini Wijnaldum does. I think Gini Wijnaldum being the eight is going to help out more than Kurt and Thiago doing the eight. Mm-hmm. So that, for me, is I want to get the centre of the team right. And that's the first port of call is Fabinho in the six.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it? Because, again, we've left ourselves in a situation where every game is absolutely must win. We're going to need to refresh things to some extent. And, again, we need to get the midfield working. We need to get the defence a bit more solid. We could do with resting loads of players. We could do with getting some goals in the front three, Dad. But that's the kind of issue with the defence is right there. And this is where it's a big decision point for the manager, because I can't see a world where, at the moment, Chris is right, if it's only Reece Williams, are you trusting Kabak and Williams to be your centre-back pairing and just put Fabinho in midfield?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Chris. I mean, Reece Williams, you know, I mean, to bring him in now and play him again with Kabak, who's just starting to learn the process, would, you know, it's just tantamount to suicide again, isn't it? Mm. I mean, the problem you've got, though, is if you're putting Fabinho in midfield, and I certainly would, is how do you freshen up the rest of the team? Because if you're going to stick Wijnaldum in the eight, then you've got one other place. It's going to go to Thiago or Curtis Jones. So they've not freshened that up in any way whatsoever.
Yeah.
So you're then looking at, you know, freshening up the forward line. And, you know, clearly Mane looks like he needs a rest.
Yeah.
But I freshening the thing up, you know, could be really difficult.
Well, this is there. We've got this is a problem with where we're at. If we can't treat all these games in isolation at the moment, because you've got to make sure you've got your. We need at the moment. We need our strongest possible team to win a football match, because it's just we just need better. You know, the best we can possibly offer. But we need that for Leipzig, definitely, because that's the big game. But we can't afford to be anything less than perfect for Fulham, which is, again, I understand this. It's a nightmare situation in it, relatively speaking, of course, for what Klopp and Linders and that have got to do for this one, because, yeah, you know, you don't want to run the risk of not... What, normally, I think you pick your team for Leipzig and you'd work backwards. And if we do that, I don't know what that means for this team, to be honest. Because we could really do with having a settled centre back pairing. So does that just mean Fabinho carries on with Kabak? But also we need to make sure that at the moment it's Gini, Thiago, Jones is our
best midfield three, and I do that in inverted commas deliberately because I don't think it's a really exceptional midfield as such at the moment. It's tough. It's just a really, really tough. Any normal world, you'd probably rest Trent for this, or you'd rest Robbo for this as well because it's Fulham.
Completely, and it's what you've said. It's not normal. Like we're entering this game needing points from Fulham, and the fact is, like, you know, we're not coming into it. Previous seasons where it's like, yeah, of course we're gonna get, like, don't worry about it. It's actually fans sitting there thinking, what team's gonna show up, what's not lineups turning up, how are we gonna play, are we actually gonna get points from this? And that doubt is in us as fans, and you've got to understand that there will be that doubt within the team as well, not to that extent, but just for somewhat, you know, to the fact that players are confidence are at an all-time low at the moment. And I think for me, I certainly would like to see Fabinho and Kabak just be solid. And I know that the midfield, and it does lead to that. But for the Leipzig game, it means that they've at least played two games together.
Because we need to stop you there.
Georgia, I'm going to have to stop you there because Klopp's press conference is underway right now, and it's via Neil Jones. Fabinho midfield would be great. We had the problem that Nat Phillips couldn't play, so we had to make a decision. Do we take an inexperienced pairing on the pitch, or do we take Fab? Now Ozan had a little problem after the game. Doesn't look like he's ready for Fulham.
Oh,
Simon. Simon laughing.
Like just the pain laugh.
Like a Joker style hysterically in the background there. I feel like I've just lost the plot here. Let's fuck it. Let's not talk about the midfield or the defence anymore because that's all shit.
No Kabak. Fabinho starts the defence.
Yeah.
Reece Williams?
Has to be. Unless Nat Phillips is back.
No. Van Dijk's back in it. They're going to tweet a picture in a bit of him kicking around at Kirby. He's back. Like, that's what's happening.
This is madness.
Don't worry.
It's just madness.
Yeah,
I remember saying before the season started that we should buy two centre-backs because centre-backs always get injured.
Yeah.
But it was a bloody curse. I'm really sorry I said it now.
You should have said we need to buy six centre-backs, John. Two's not enough.
It's insane. This is madness. Absolutely beyond.
Let's play Tsimikas and Nico Williams as centre backs. At least they've got a bit of pace.
And at least if they get injured, we're not asked. Because we're not using them anywhere else.
Dear God. I would.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's mad because, again, this is the point. Trent Alexander-Arnold and Andy Robertson both need a rest.
Dead on
big
the feet.
Time. Absolutely out on the feet in this. They need some rest. Mane needs some rest. Because let's just look. We're not going to solve the centre-back and midfield issue, unfortunately, but because, you know, it's not solvable. Forward-wise, Chris, Jota, I think for the Leipzig game, you want him as a genuine option. Like I think ideally you want to be in a situation where you can say, actually, Diogo, I'm starting you for this match. And the only way for that really to happen is another similar sort of cameo. Give him 30 minutes again. Yeah. And that's why I think we'll start with the same front three, but I wouldn't be shocked to see it be Mane that gets pulled on 60 this time.
Yeah, I think there's definitely, at some point, one of the front three isn't going to be on the pitch. And for me, I think you're right. I think the front three do start. Jota does come on into this and he needs to be in contention sooner rather than later. I don't think Jota comes back from an injury and gets like what Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain's been getting. Like, it's just not enough. Jota has to be thrust forwards and given proper game time, which is why you see him get 30 minutes the other night. Comes on 62. Like, that's unusual for a big spell off injured. Yeah. And I know we're 1-0 down and stuff, but it's still unusual.
Yeah.
30 minutes. He might get 45, he might get 40, but the likely thing is he's going to get 30 again because we need him. We need to rest the other lads and stuff. I'll tell you what else, though, Paul. I'd be starting Keita. If he's anywhere near fit, I'd be starting
There's
Keita
no way, game. Having, and I'm convinced that Keita starts this game because I think that's the reason why you don't
You don't bring him on. Yeah.
Because he's nailed on to start that. And I don't think we trust that he can play half an hour, then 90 minutes at the weekend or whatever that looks like. And then he goes back to being a bench option for Leipzig, which is absolutely fine by me. But that's what it is. This is where we're at now. Is I'm saying this now for a little while, Georgia. The players, you know, I think we need to be a little bit, you know, maybe there's a couple of tweaks again to the system, or maybe there's something radical to the system, whatever. Regardless, is that we're going to put players out on the pitch, and we need less of these stupid individual errors. We need less of, we just need everyone to step up and be counted. And I think lots of players have tried it, you know, but it's, I don't know. I just, you know, you need, Mane needs to score a goal. Firmino needs to score a goal. If Robertson has another two opportunities where the ball's going to fall to him in and around the 18-yard box, then he needs to hit the target with one. You know, as a starting place, we need to crank up. If Naby Keita gets this opportunity, then go and grab it. Go and absolutely seize it. If he decides that, you know what, I'm going to give Akers a go from the start, fine. I don't care. I don't care who starts. But I want to see them go out there, and I want to see them go and grasp it, because the best lads we've got are all dead on the feet. And that what we haven't had this season so far is enough of those fringe lads going, you know what, my God, I deserve to be in this. I'm going to go and take this shirt. So when the lad comes back, he's not getting back in this side. Mm. So that's Naby Keita, that's Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain in particular. And maybe in addition to that, it's going to be Jota. And, you know, and if one or two of them put in a big performance, then that should be more than enough to get us past Fulham.
Completely. I think we'll know within the first 10 minutes of how the game's going to pan out, because we need, again, and what we said lacked in the Chelsea game, we just need that effort. That's all, literally all we're asking for, is that effort that we had in previous seasons of people running their absolute socks off and pressing and working hard and being that what Liverpool were. If it didn't matter if there was individual errors on the pitch, because there's going to be three lads who are working harder than you to win that ball back. And that's not happening at the moment. So it is those players, the likes of Ox, Keita. I think Curtis Jones has done remarkably well to kind of cement himself now as a player I think needs to be starting. He's one of our exciting players and is actually sometimes the only goal threat we're getting. And I think, you know, it's up to them, and it's good enough for us believing the 11 players that are on the pitch, but there's a whole squad there, and there's a whole squad that needs to be pushing and vying for them positions. And if it's not happening...
The only thing I would say to that, because I agree with it all, but like, you can't have just half the team giving it the bifters and half not, who aren't capable to do it. That's where we're in this weird sort of no man's land almost, where the lads who come in might be able to press all day, but that's no good if the other lads can't do it. Mm-hmm. And we need to find a way to win without the press, because right now we can't do the press.
The point I'm making on this, it's fucking Fulham.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a shit whether Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain is good enough to play every game for Liverpool. I don't give a shit that he's lost the position to Jordan Henderson. I don't care that Curtis Jones is a better option than Keita and blah, blah, blah. These are all... Oxlade-Chamberlain's a £40 million midfielder. Keita's a £50 million midfielder, both internationals, and it's fucking Fulham. Like, no, I'm not having it anymore. Just no more excuses.
You're absolutely spot on.
They are better than anything Fulham have got on the pitch, even if they are our third, fourth or fifth choice. That's the nature of winning.
Go and prove it.
100%.
I'll be playing for them next year.
I totally agree with that. I mean, there's no reason why Origi, Shaqiri, Oxlade-Chamberlain shouldn't all be on the pitch, because they're all better players than Fulham have got.
Yeah.
We should be able, and if you're going to rest, if the players need rest, and everyone seems to think we do, then you're not giving them a rest by playing them again against Fulham, are you?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, there are players like Curtis Jones, he doesn't need a rest.
Yeah.
You know, he's not played that many games, so, you know, he can play. Fabinho's just coming back, he can play, unless he gets injured between now and Sunday. Phillips apparently is going to be fit, so... Yeah.
Well, Phillips, Klopp saying Phillips should be fit, and Ben Davies should be fit as well, which is something.
Nah,
another partnership.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just do that. That's absolutely fine.
Deathmute Studio in the comments, a good mate of ours, Dan. By the way, go and check his videos out. They're really cool. He's saying, I feel as if we're in an alternate universe where up is down, people wear hats on their feet and hamburgers eat people. That's the way it is with the injuries at the moment.
That's just Dan's a weird guy, to be honest.
He's a very strange guy, but his YouTube videos are great. Go and check him out.
Yeah, I'm not having hamburgers for tea tonight, then.
Yeah,
no, they're having you, John.
Having you! Right, Sal. Just a brief look at the other fixtures, and I'm getting to the point now where I don't even know which teams are relevant to us. Like at the Man City game, if they weren't, in fact, have I even put Man City's fixture in it? I don't think I did. There you go. No sense in that whatsoever. Yeah, it's sad. Burnley hosting Arsenal early kickoff on the Saturday.
Which one of them are our rivals?
That's a good question. Villa Wolves, that would be very, very useful if they just exerted loads of energy there and ran themselves into the ground. Brighton, Leicester. Because again, I don't know where we're at, but we are about, if we get through this round of the Champions League, we are on the countdown to us just putting all our eggs in the Champions League basket the way that we're playing in the league at the moment. And I don't know whether we're prepared to do that just yet. But I also, to my dad's point, like I'm genuinely wondering, now that you've said it, would just get Origi, Shaqiri, get Nico Williams, get Kostas Tsimikas in there and just go fucking whatever, because it's too important. The Leipzig game is far too important at this point. But anyway,
put the City game in.
Of course. City United.
It's well, like the whole DL thing. It's not a rivalry that matters.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I genuinely, I wouldn't have put them in if it wasn't for Man United being in there. And at the moment, I'm not really sure if Leicester and Man United results are really relevant to us at this point.
It could have been.
Could have been, but they're not. Everton, Chelsea. We could really do with that being a really physically exerting draw would be magic for that one. West Ham Leeds. Why West Ham better than us? What is happening?
The only crumb of comfort I get is there is one mad world where they could finish top four and Moyes could get done by us winning the Champions League, but it needs someone else to win like the Europa or something.
Yeah, someone needs to win the Europa League.
Could you just imagine him again, like, no, 15 years afterwards, no. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Like, how's this happened?
Yeah, that'd be absolutely hilarious. Right, Sal, and then they end up in a qualifying round and Kalina's the referee again.
Oh, imagine.
Yeah, class. Yeah, they are what they are. I'm at this point now where I take no crumb of comfort or solace from looking at how our rivals are getting on, because the results keep going our way and that's going to end at some point. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's going to win at some point and it's going to leave us in the
mire. Yeah, the results keep going our way, apart from the ones that we're in.
Yes!
You know what I mean? The ones that we have an actual impact on that we're not able to impact.
Let's just win our games and not give a shit about what everyone else
exactly
does.
Right. What's on?
Chris Pajach, Liverpool, Fulham at home.
Yeah.
Sunday 2 p.m. What is the score going
to
be?
3-0 to Liverpool.
Wow!
Bounce back FC.
Origi, Shaqiri.
Bounce back FC, mate.
Keita with the goals. Dad, what do you think the score's going to be?
2-0.
2-0.
To who, John? Bear in mind, it's at Anfield, mate.
I'll just toss up a coin. Hang on.
Yeah. Georgia, score prediction.
I'm going to go 3-1. Anyway, there's no way we're keeping them out.
I think we're going to absolutely batter them and we're going to win 1-0 through a deflected goal or something like, yeah.
Definitely.
What world is this?
Yeah.
What,
is this the real life? Oh, God. Right. Thank you so much. That is that. Like I say, look. No escape from reality. close your eyes. Thanks so much. Everybody's checked us out at the moment. There's loads of boss things going on. I say, we're over on the redmentv.com. We're flying. We're trying our best to keep spirits high. So we're doing final word shows and we're doing Red News roundups and around the league shows and everything covering football, everything around Liverpool, regardless of the results. We're trying to keep everyone happy, but we're also doing some amazing documentaries and all bits and pieces like that as well. The Cop Chronicles series is out right now. Episodes 1 and 2 of a 6-episode series streaming right now on the redmentv.com. Looking at first episode again is Kenny Dalglish. If you really want to lift to what probably the best player to ever play for Liverpool, the most Liverpool man of all time, do check those out right now. Yes.
But the best thing about that is, for me, is like, you'd think we'd planned for Liverpool being crap because we're actually taking you out of this season for once. Because it's not something that we've done a lot of, is it? And the timing couldn't have been better because I need an escape. Olympism.
Yeah.
And I am genuinely going to sit down. I've not seen them yet. I'm going to sit down and watch episodes 1 and 2 today, and I cannot wait.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, 1 and 2 streaming right now on the redmentv.com. Sign up and get those, and then weekly for the 4 weeks to follow, episodes 3 to 6 as well. So yes, anyway, thank you so much for tuning in for the build-up show. Thank you so much to John and to Georgia for this one. Yeah, I've no idea what's going to happen in this game of football. Isn't life crap and weird? We'll see it all on Sunday. Ta-da. Thank you so much for watching the Redmen TV YouTube channel. Everything we do here is funded by our wonderful subscribers to the RedmenTV.com. Get over there, sign up and get amazing additional content, interviews, documentaries, mini-series, and of course, additional pre- and post-match day content.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.